Welcome to the Pollock Library Podcast here at Cal State Fullerton. I'm Rachel Clemens, a reference and instruction librarian, and I'm also the liaison to the Department of Nursing. I've created these podcasts specifically for nursing students to help orient you to the library, make sure you know how to use our resources and services. So these podcasts complement some material I've posted online, so you want to check out the Library Research Guide for Nursing. You'll find that at guides, G-U-I-D-E-S, .library.fullerton.edu/nursing. You're welcome to contact me with any library-related questions. My phone is 714-278-7543, or email is rclemens, that's R-C-L-E-M-E-N-S, at fullerton.edu. I'm typically here Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, so if you are on campus and want to stop by, just head to the reference desk on the first floor of the north side of the library and ask for me there. So the Pollock Library, it's the only library on campus, and we serve all Fullerton students, faculty, staff, even the community. We are a large library, well over 1 million books, access to more than 5,000 journal titles, and well over 200 online databases covering a wide range of disciplines. You can access those databases on or off campus. So our librarians, we're answering over 1,800 reference questions each week. Definitely the place to come for your research needs. So you want to begin all of your literature searching at the Pollock Library homepage. It's at www.fullerton.edu. That's www.library.fullerton.edu. You'll see that the library website has basically three sections there: research, services, and information. Over on the left-hand side, you'll see a list of quick links. So as you investigate the website a bit more and get to know what you want, quick links is a good place to go to get through things quickly. All right, so you're probably going to spend most of your time, though, in the Find Article section there under Research. This is how you can access all of those library databases I mentioned, tools that help you find the journal articles you're going to need. So when you click on Find Articles, if you're off campus, you're going to be prompted to log into your student portal. And remember, that's just your campus-wide ID, and the password is going to be your PIN number that you use to register. Same login that you use for Blackboard, so you should be used to that by now, or you will be soon. Once you walk through that authentication process, you'll see a subject breakdown of all of the databases. Since we have so many, we do try to categorize those by major or by discipline, just to kind of push you in the right direction. So you want to scroll down, and of course, as nursing students, y'all will want to go down to the nursing category. That's where you'll find the list of databases that are probably going to be most relevant to you in your topics. Things like PubMed, CINAHL. I'm going to talk more about those specific databases in some other podcasts. So through the library website, you can also search the catalog, just an index of everything that we own, our books, reference material, government documents, audiovisual items. You'll find a link to the library catalog under Quick Links or through the little Find Books section. Now, three services I want you to know about: course reserves, interlibrary loan, and reference assistance. So first, course reserves. That just means that an instructor has placed some items on reserve for their class. I don't know, things like a book chapter, articles, even audiovisual material. Now, if it's something that's only in print, and this is our traditional reserve system, you would go to the circulation desk and you could check it out for a specific period of time. But more and more, we're placing things on e-reserve, electronic reserve. That just means we digitize the item, the book chapter or the article, and post it online so that you can access it literally 24/7. So the way to find out if you've got anything on reserve for your class is to log into your student portal, www.fullerton.edu. Once you're into your portal, click on the Blackboard tab across the top. And once you're in Blackboard, you want to click on the little tab that says My Content, okay? Once you're in the My Content section, over on the left-hand side, you'll see a link to Course Reserves. And follow that to e-reserves. And if anything is on reserve for your class, it'll be listed there. You can just link into the PDF, the little Adobe Acrobat file, and download it, print it out, and read it there. All right, the second thing, interlibrary loan. You would use this if you come across a citation for a book or an article that you would like, but we don't have it here in our collection, or we don't have access to it electronically, either way. Then you could request it from us, and we will get that item from another library throughout the country, and we'll deliver those to you. It's a great service. It's a free service to you as a Fullerton student or a faculty member or staff. You make your request online, and then if it's an article, we actually deliver that to you online into your ILLiad account. ILLiad, just the name of the software that we use. If it's a book, we're going to deliver that to the circulation desk for you to pick up. If you are enrolled in one of our distance education programs, we will mail that book to you. You are then responsible to mail that back to us by the due date. So more about all the details on interlibrary loan in another podcast. Okay, one other service I want you to know about is reference assistance. So you may find that you're going to need some research help. You can get that from our friendly reference librarians through several methods. If you're on campus here, just head over to the reference desk on the first floor of the north side. We're there every hour that the library is open, and we can help you find what you need. Or you can try our online chat reference service. This allows you to chat in real time with a professional librarian, literally 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. To get to this service, just go to the library homepage and find link into Ask a Librarian over on the left-hand side. So I do hope these podcasts are going to be helpful to you throughout the semester as you learn to use the library resources. Recently, I did survey your nursing professors to ask them exactly what library resources and services they're expecting you to know about and to know how to use effectively. So that's how I came up with this list of topics. So hopefully they're right on target. If you do come across issues that are still confusing or not addressed, let me know and I'll try to put something together. So remember, it's your library. We have some excellent resources here to support nursing curriculum, so make use of them while you're a student here. And I hope you have a wonderful and enriching semester.